Welcome back to the Boss Lab.
Let's discuss the most simple, the most effective, yet the most overlooked aspect that many network marketers make, and that's your support system. So your support system is there for multiple purposes, you guys. And see, a lot of people, what they make the mistake of doing is they only tune in when they have a specific question. So they tune in and then they're just back out, right? Or what some people do is they completely ignore the support system that they have, and then they go looking off to other resources on the internet because they want to be the best of the best that they can be in their network marketing company. So they completely forget that the resources that they already have available to them, or let's just say maybe they join someone or a newer company that does not have a support system established. Okay, so there's the three reasons why people are going to overlook this. Either they joined a team or a company where one didn't exist, they ignored it and they went off looking for other resources, or they are only using it when they think they need it. And a support system is so much more than just going there to get the answers to your specific questions. You see, a support system is a group of people that are actually going through every single thing that you're going through. So as the saying goes, a smart man learns from his mistakes, whereas a wise man learns from the mistakes of others. So once you get plugged into the support system, you're automatically going to be involved with people that have already gone through what you are going to go through. And therefore, their wealth of knowledge is going to become so invaluable to you. And what you're going to see is when you partner up with the right group of people, they're going to continue to share information regardless of how small that you think it is. It may make the world of a difference in your business. Maybe they can actually give you information. So what happens is you're going to have these different people from different backgrounds, different experiences, right? And it's going to come about like a gumbo. So when you're making gumbo, you're getting all of these wonderful, awesome ingredients. But you guys, these ingredients aren't awesome on their own. It's usually when they come together and they make that big pot. And now together as a team, you guys are just a delicious gumbo. So can you be good on your own? Maybe, right? But that's not what a lot of people do. A lot of people don't necessarily have the network marketing experience. And even with that, there's so many different things that you're going to miss out on when you are not consistent in your actual support system, when you are not present, when you do not show up. So other than company news, which is very important, but this is probably going to be the least important for us, right? Other than company news, you guys, you're going to get tips, tricks, and hacks. This is where you're going to get people that can show you what's currently working for them. This is where some people are going to show you that they have a strength, let's say maybe in social media, maybe they have a strength in how to convert those likes into paying customers. Or maybe they have a strength in doing vendor events. Maybe they have a strength in doing baskets, right? You see, what's going to happen is these people with these different backgrounds, they're going to be able to chime in and help. Then you're also going to have the opportunity to ask your specific questions. So where a lot of people mess up is they get the answer to their question and then they just vamos, they're just gone, right? Whereas now when you leave, you missed all of those other good helpful tips that are going on. And then as the team continues to grow, other new people are going to come in. And as you excel and you try to get to the very next level in your career, you're missing out on the opportunity to connect with new team members and to offer your advice and your feedback. And why is that going to be so helpful to you? As you get to the next level, right? As you're progressing to the next level in the leadership chain, you have to actually be building people up as well. In order for you to rise, you have to bring people up with you. So when you're in this hub, what this is going to help you do is it's going to strengthen your communication skills. It's going to help you become a more effective listener. It's going to help you learn how to deal with diverse backgrounds. It's going to help you learn how to deal with different challenges. It's going to help you establish team momentum. It's going to help you become a better learner and a better leader and a better communicator. And then last, but certainly not least, you guys, accountability. So network marketing is not hard. It's not hard at all. You don't need a college degree to do it. But see, where a lot of people mess up with is the fact that they do not have anyone to hold them accountable. Unlike any other business, right, where you're working for someone else, when you're punching a clock, there is not going to be a supervisor, a team lead, or manager, director, a VP, or any other person that's going to make sure that you do what you absolutely need to do. They're not going to do that. Okay, so this means you have to rely on yourself. Or you can actually team up with these people in your support system, and now you can hold each other accountable. You see, a lot of people, they struggle because they've done something one time and they didn't get the payoff that they thought that they were going to get. Or they did it maybe one or two times, or maybe they don't even necessarily know if they did it because they really haven't sat down and written out what they are supposed to do and what have they done. So in this actual support system, you guys, you can hold each other accountable, whether it be sharing motivational quotes, whether it be showing different types of strategies, whether it be a simple check-in. Did you hit your numbers today? Did you reach out to as many people as you said that you were going to reach out to? Did you follow back up with this person? How is that conversation going with this person? Maybe we can offer you tips. See, a lot of people miss the accountability, and that's where a lot of people are going to struggle because, as I said, no one is going to stand over your back and make sure that you got the job done. And so a lot of people are missing these fundamental aspects of a support system, okay? And so what I have done, you guys, is for my team and my new team members, I have two different groups, okay? So I have one specifically for my new team members. So this way I can make myself easily accessible to them. So that way I am constantly pouring into them and I expect the same thing, right? Like, yeah, I'm going to give tips, but I also want communication and a level of commitment. If you are not going to invest in yourself, you guys, you are not investing in your future. And the effort that you put in is going to be the exact same return or result that you get out. So your investment at that time is to plug into your system, okay? This is going to help you learn the business. This is going to help you learn the business more quickly, more effectively, so that way you can actually build your own organization. This is going to help you close more sales. This is going to be every single thing that you need. So before you try to do all of the company training, which is very important, don't get me wrong, the very first thing that you want to do is plug into your support system. So if you are in a company right now, and because I've seen this so many times where people are completely ignoring the support system that they have because they say, hey, I'm just going to go out and figure this out on my own. That's where you're trying to reinvent the wheel. So no, let's just stop. Let's just pause and see, does the wheel actually roll? Okay. So look at your company right now. What level of support do you have? If you don't have that level of support, like thoroughly look, if your upline, mentor, sponsor, recruiter, whatever, if they cannot help you, if they don't have a team that you can actually plug into, and if you feel like you have aligned with the correct company for you, then you need to go and build your own support system, you guys. If you already have a team, you want to make sure that you have this support system in place because this is going to help your new team members get on board, right? Because as I said, everyone is coming from a different background, and sometimes different communication styles resonate better with other people. So if you don't have a support system, you need to create a support system. And if you are being propositioned, or if somebody is asking you to join their team, you need to ask them, what is their current support system like? Ask them, how often do they communicate? How often do they chat? What can you expect out of this? Because you guys, this is not a get rich quick type of scheme. This is an actual investment, okay? This is a business. Unlike a job, this is something that can be carried down to your child, to your grandchildren. So you want to make sure that you can get the support that you need. And because a lot of people are jumping into this industry with zero experience in owning a business, zero experience in marketing, zero experience in sales, zero experience whatsoever, you need to make make sure that you have the utmost level of support to ensure your success. And then if you don't have it, then you need to be willing to go get it. But before you go get it, you guys, check and do an assessment of your current support system. Do you have a support system in place? And are you actually logging in and checking in frequently? Not just when you have a question, right? Because if you're only checking in when you have a question, you're missing everything in between. So are you checking in with them frequently? You guys determine the frequency, right? Whether it be every day, every other day, every week, right? But of course, the more frequent, the better for everyone involved. Thanks so much for checking out the latest episode of The Boss Lab. If you found any type of value, be sure to share it with your friends, family, and team members, as well as follow me on social media or my blog, which is chicagosnatalie.com. Catch you guys on the next one. Be blessed.